delighted to welcome Terry Langston from the Center for Family Health. Don't spill that coffee, Terry.
I won't.
Center for Family Health getting ready to celebrate 30 years.
Actually, we've been celebrating since February of this year. Yeah.
I can't believe it's been 30 years.
Greg, it's been 30 years. I think most of us cannot believe that as well.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So, you know, 30 years ago, 1991, we were founded by Molly Kaser and our board. And ever since then, we have been plugging along, trying to take care of low-income folks here in the community and anyone else who wants to come and be a part of the Center for Family Health.
Now, initially, where was the center located?
Oh, you're going to really take me back.
Wasn't it an older building downtown somewhere?
I don't think it was downtown.
Wasn't it?
I want to say it was spread out around the community in several different places.
Okay.
You know, we built this new shiny building downtown here on Jackson Street back in 2011, I believe. So 2010 and moved in 2011. So the buildings downtown are relatively still new. Our dental building is even newer. It came online in May of 2016.
So this has been quite a year, I imagine, for you guys. Yeah.
Well, you know,
I see the tents still up out there.
We started planning some celebratory things back a year ago, before COVID hit. And when COVID hit, of course, we had to adapt and change things. The tent is still up. We are still doing testing for COVID, as well as you know, we're offering the vaccine as well through our walk-in clinic every day. Basically Monday through Friday, 9 to 6 p.m. in our walk-in clinic, and then 9 to 4 p.m. Saturdays and Sunday. So we're seeing some traction, but as you also might imagine, the decline for the vaccine has really declined. So we really want to encourage folks to get the facts and consider coming in and getting one of the vaccines.
It's simple, isn't it?
It's really simple. Takes about 15 minutes, actually about 20 minutes. You complete some paperwork, and then you get a little poke, and then they observe you for 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So very, very quick, not painful. So, yeah, we want to encourage the community to come in.
Now, I imagine you guys are just starting to ramp back up, aren't you, Terry, post-pandemic?
So we did not close, as you know. Most of our staff have continued to work through the pandemic. We've shifted to accommodate the needs of the community. But we are ramping up our services. We're inviting all patients to come back in and get the services that they have been missing, particularly immunizations. So getting kids vaccinated for going back to school in the fall. That's an important. Sports physicals are important as well. For adults, it's just getting those shots and annual exams that they were missing during COVID as well.
Yeah.
So
I know a lot of people did the video thing.
Yeah, we had some people. We did do the virtual visits, and we had some of our patients, some of our community members take hold of that. But quite frankly, we did not see that much of an uptake on both the audio side of those as well as the visual piece. Folks really still want to come in and be seen face to face.
Sure.
And we like that, of course.
What about the dental? How did that all flush out?
So we did shift a little bit with our dental, but we are back open seeing folks. Certainly, we are still trying to catch up from all the dental needs out there in the community, but we are open and safe, safely doing procedures. And we've been doing that for 6 months now,
mm-hmm.
Very safely. So
you have a kind of a party coming up this Tuesday. I was just reading about it here.
Well, I was hoping you were going to come to it, Greg. I was hoping you were going to join us virtually.
It might be past my bedtime, but we'll see.
So we've been doing a number of things to celebrate this year. You probably remember that the center was founded to take care of women in the community who were not getting a whole lot of prenatal services back in the early 90s. We, of course, has transitioned from being a prenatal healthcare center or clinic to a full-fledged doctor's office, if you will. And so as a part of that, recognizing our history, we've been doing a number of things this year to sort of celebrate, keeping in mind COVID style as well. So one of the things we did early on this year is had a forum to talk about prenatal health care, but also maternal infant health care. You probably know in the community, Greg, while we have done tremendous work getting the numbers down in terms of babies living past 1 year, we still have some significant issues with that, particularly in the Black and brown community. Mm-hmm. And so we did an online forum, had some experts talk about the data, had some of our local folks here at the health department talk about our local data and look at different solutions that we as a community might move towards.
Some women do not get the proper care initially?
That is correct. That is correct. Yeah. So, and you know, since we started around that issue, we thought it would be really important to revisit that 30 years after. So we're going to roll out a couple initiatives this year in support of that, just to continue to make sure that we're doing all we can here in the community to address that issue.
Fantastic. So,
we also held our virtual awards event. You probably remember seeing some information about that. We're recognized community individuals around healthcare advocacy. I think we had about 6 or 7 award recipients. It was all done virtually, so we would love to have done it in person, right, back at the country club like we have in the past. But that was all done virtually. And by the way, you can still see the video.
Okay.
Yeah, you can go onto our website at centerforfamilyhealth.org and hit the event page, and you can still view the virtual awards video.
Have to take a look at that.
Yeah. So the party you're talking about that's coming up is our virtual wine event. Again, keeping with COVID rules and guidance right now, we're not doing any in-person events, but this is a way for us to continue to celebrate with community members and donors and folks who have just been supportive over the years of the center.
So this is virtual?
It's all virtual.
Okay.
All virtual. There is still time to sign up if you want, just by going to the centerforfamilyhealth.org page again. Hit event tab and look for the wine event. Today is the last day for sign up.
Oh, wow.
So okay. You can still hit that button. And by the way, we're doing gift bags, wine gift bags, representing our 7 wineries here in the community. So as a part of our celebration. So.
Who's anybody helping you sponsor this?
We are fully sponsoring this, but some of our other events this summer, we have some partners who are going to be co-sponsoring the events with us.
Mm-hmm. So you must love Zoom, don't you, Terry?
I do not like Zoom. I am really looking forward to coming back in person on all of these events. The interesting thing about Zoom is that you don't always get to see and feel the embrace of folks. And Greg, you know I'm a hugger, so I've been missing that terribly. Mm-hmm. It's just also being able to just see and connect to folks here in the community.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
I'm really looking forward to getting back to in-person events.
Yeah, you're everywhere.
Yeah, everywhere.
Well, you're the mouthpiece for the center. So things getting back to normal, though, for you guys.
Things are, well, I, you know, I, I I don't know if I would quite say it's getting back to normal, but I think we are seeing some traffic. We are seeing folks who want to get out and get their medical and dental needs taken care of. So we are seeing traffic back at the center, and we're encouraging folks to just come on in and be seen. So.
Always a question of who's eligible to use the Center for Family Health, and it's anybody, isn't it?
It's anybody. We see, we do births. Our Women's Health Department is fabulous. So they take care of women who are pregnant as well as women who are not. We see everyone basically from 0 to 101. So, and we see them all at our school health centers as well as our main medical facility as well. So, in terms of dollars, we always say that we like to take care of our community members. So, folks without health insurance, we're going to help you find it. We're going to help you look at other alternatives. Our goal is to really help you get back to your healthcare journey.
So I imagine, Terry, you get a lot of people, adults that might be struggling, that, like you said, have a question or don't know much about healthcare. They could talk to somebody there.
Yeah. We have an excellent enrollment office who likes to look at all the healthcare options that are available. We also have a sliding fee scale. So for those who are looking to just pay for some of the services, we have that option available as well. I would encourage folks, even if you have basic questions, to give us a call or stop on in.
So today's the last day to register for the wine. It's called Wine and Chill.
Wine and Chill event. And we're going to host it down.
Is there still room, you think?
It's still room.
Okay.
You know, it's virtually. So
right. Okay.
there's lots of room. Greg, we are going to be doing some other community events this summer to celebrate as well. One of the other community events that we're going to be doing is hosting with the Jackson County Fairgrounds a drive-in movie. This summer.
Oh, wow.
So we're going to host that or co-partner with them. And that will also be co-sponsored by Molina Healthcare as well. So we're looking to do some immunization drives this summer as well. Again, hoping to encourage folks to think about getting prepared to go back to school. Our big event that we host every year that's certainly going to be bigger this year is our back to school blast or bash, which will be downtown in August. And again, if you go to centerforfamilyhealth.org, hit the event page, you will find all the events that we're hosting on our page there. One other thing that we're talking about that we're going to do as well is we're going to kick off a photo contest. When we opened our new building on Jackson Street in 2011, we had a photo contest that encouraged folks to take photos of pictures all around Jackson that we now display in our buildings. We're going to be kicking off a photo contest for that as well. We think Jackson is a beautiful, beautiful county, and we love seeing photos of all the great
people love looking at that.
People love looking at the photos. So yeah, we'll be kicking that off in August.
So are you picking the movie?
I am not picking the movie. You do not want me picking the movie.
So that'll be what, fair time?
It'll be in August, August 27th.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for coming out, Terry.
You're welcome. I want to give a shout out to a couple of folks, if you don't mind.
Absolutely.
One, I want to give a shout out to our CEO Molly Kaser.
Yeah.
30 years is an amazing ride for the Center for Family Health, and
incredible.
She has been the real leader behind the organization as well as our board. So I want to give a shout out to our board as well, and I want to thank the community. This community have been really, really supportive. Of the Center for Family Health, and we believe that we have another 30 years or more to continue to give to this community and serve.
Well, so thank you, and thanks for telling us about it.
You're welcome.
Terry Langston, Center for Family Health.